Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I will give you a heads up that Gwyneth Paltrow released her Goop Mother's Day gift guide. If you guys want to drop some cash on some goofy Mother's Day gifts, there's like a $30 memory journal in there.
Okay, that's not, I see. I'm not a fan of her gifts usually because they're ridiculous.
Side note: I create journals and they're only $10 on Amazon. Hit me up, I'll send
and
you.
And your pictures are way better. They're way better.
There's a $17,000 necklace on there. If you want to get mom that.
See, I don't get how she does that. Like, how does she put her name on those diamonds? Like, she didn't, you know, make those diamonds or anything. Like, how does she...
Just her gift guide. So she's saying, go get this product.
Well, she's going to make money off of that.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have her name attached to it, but you're right. She probably gets some kind of kickback from the company.
Here's the strangest thing on the list, though. This is, remind you, Mother's Day. Mother's Day gift guide.
Yeah, yeah.
What to get mom. There is a... toy on there.
Happy Mother's
Day. These are the things I'm like, why?
It's called the Womanizer Enhancer, I believe. The Womanizer Enhancer. What a weird name.
We could have came up with a better one.
$160.
What?
And it's funny. That's actually not that bad of a deal. That's pretty pretty spot on.
Not that bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Getting quality.
$160?
Yeah.
Quality.
You invest in those
17-month dry spell, Josh.
17?
Now we know
Katie's
why.
Like, Katie's like,
now we know why.
She's like, hey, you want to send me that link?
Slightly curious as to why that is on the Mother's Day gift
guide. No, you don't get your mom
guide. Like, anyone?
Yeah, you
anyone?
Don't
heard
get...
you and Dad have been having some troubles.
Thought I'd come in and save the day.
Oh, thank you.
Mother's Day.
So then on that, I'll give you one more thing because I found this funny. There is a list out this morning of the top 10 best anthems when it comes to butt rock.
What is butt
rock? Butt rock?
Butt rock is a genre of hard rock and metal music that gained like popularity in the late 90s, early 2000s. So we're talking a lot of Nickelback and Creed.
And they call it butt rock?
And it's called butt rock.
Huh. I like Creed, but...
Silly?
Yeah, I think... who else would be on there? I can't think of any. Breaking Benjamin, I think, would be on there.
Oh, I like... Okay. Right.
Stone Sour, probably.
Oh, Stone Sour!
Yeah, so a lot of Disturbed, early 90s, or late 90s, early 2000s.
And Stone Sour was from Stained, right? Wasn't that the
yes,
band
Yes, I believe
that
so.
Was, like,
Filter, remember Filter? Filter would be
okay.
One.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Should I throw some Creed on
it? I don't like
bit?
The name,
oh
but you should. You
please?
Should. We should some probably hear
rock?
Some butt rock.
Or,
today.
I could probably get away with a little Creed or Nickelback, so maybe I'll think
I like
about
both
it.
Of those guys.
We'll see.
Darn
we'll
it.
See
I
how
like
the morning
Josh
goes.
Josh is a fan of the butt rock. Okay.
He's a big fan
I
of
like
butt
rock.
It was one time in college. All right, what you got for local stuff there, Katie?
Well, first of all the sports news. Nuggets, game 7. Avalanche,
Game 7! Isn't that
the
funny?
Rockies, it is funny. Oh my gosh, the Rockies won. But you're right, like the game 7 for the Nuggets is like,
because you're going
man.
In after a loss, but you're like, the Avs forced game 7, and the Nuggets have
seven.
To go to game 7.
Yeah, so
but again, because the NBA and NHL suck, they're at the exact same time. tomorrow, 5:30 Nuggets tip, 6 p.m. Avs puck drop.
Yes, and Jer, I know you feel me here when I say that. It is just a roller coaster of emotions when the playoffs run around, because you really go from wearing your Nuggets jersey to take that off. Oh, my gosh, where's my Avalanche stuff?
Like, I'm with you. Like, all my sports gear is dirty right now because I've been wearing it so much.
The same. Yesterday, I was wearing a Jamal Murray t-shirt a Colorado Avalanche cardigan.
She was rocking both.
It's hard. It's a hard life out there. It's a hard knock life. Go sports. All right. Go sports.
What else is going on?
Someone won 12 million.
Like 8 o'clock is going to be all Nuggets.
What else is going on? But it's exciting. Also exciting. Someone won $12 million at the Colorado Lottery.
We're talking.
What? I know. Yeah. And this specific jackpot, there hasn't been a winner since November 13th. So the Lotto, plus the Lotto Plus jackpot was won at the Quick Trip convenience store in Parker.
I love the QT.
Yes, the one located on Market Street right there. And then also a Colorado Lotto Plus winner of $250,000 in Wednesday's drawing. That sold at the Circle K in Golden. Well, so
those places
Colorado
get a
winners.
Cut, too. They get a cut of the winnings.
If the winner of that is a listener of the show and wants to trade that ticket for some Nuggets Game 7 tickets.
8 o'clock, tune in.
8 o'clock.
I love this morning, too. Katie was like, they won $12 million, but did you know they only get like 6 point something?
I'm
like,
you win. You don't get the full thing.
I'm like, yes, Katie. They take taxes out of it.
That's how the lottery works.
I understand they take taxes. I didn't realize it was half.
Did you
of
think
the
it
money
was
you
lottery
won.
Winnings? Are
well, they
easily
take half,
half
of your earnings, and then they take half of the lottery earnings.
Yeah. So I thought it was like you get 3/4 of what the actual jackpot was.
No, like winnings is like usually 50. Like game shows and stuff. If you win $40,000 on Wheel of Fortune, you get about 20.
Yeah. Had no idea. Like really think that's getting
they take
a
big
little.
Fat chunk for taxes.
I can't believe they're only getting $6 million.
I know. I was like, is that still? I mean, I'd be pretty happy.
And that's
with
exactly
that.
What I said. I was like, how can I get by on $6 million?
That's nothing.
For doing absolutely nothing but buying a ticket.
Saying. I'm just saying, that's a lot of money that they're taking for their cut.
Is,
but anyway, congrats to the winners and congrats to Denver. I love this story, and you will too, Jeremy, your germaphobe. Top 10 cleanest metro area.
Denver?
Yeah, Denver, I know.
That's shocking to me, actually.
So shocking.
This is from OxyFresh conducting this study, and they took 35 of the largest metro areas, and they took into consideration things like population density, rodents, cockroaches, vandalism, litter, air quality, and tap water quality. So those are the 7 points right here. Denver, number 8 overall for the cleanest metro
area.
Number
8?
I know. So we got a B grade overall, but it scored really low in clean water and air. I knew Josh would be really, because Josh goes the extra mile to drink
you have your
clean water.
Your water.
Love he my clean water.
And when
From
I tell
water.com.
him, when I tell him I drink straight out of the tap, he like
I almost
visibly shudders.
Out.
I know. He's like, what?
You know
do?
That's like straight chloride,
and
right?
Now I may actually invest in a filter, because this part of this story really got me. It says, over numerous checks from 2021 to 2023, Denver's tap water had an average of 12.5 contaminants, right?
Okay.
Not good. Detroit?
Paramecium.
Detroit records 7. Michigan's water is
Flint
way
is
better
near
than ours, and I had no idea. And in fact, only 12 other cities were cleaner or more dirty than Denver's water, rather.
Katie, my shower head has a massive filter on it, because I don't even want that water on my body.
Josh goes the extra mile.
Do you have a filter for your shower? Because there's like that's like the leading cause for Colorado people. No, because of hair loss.
What are you trying to say, Josh?
No, you've said it. I'm just saying. Like,
what are you trying to say?
You should get a shower filter for your...
I like all that hard water
you
on
like
my body.
It. All right. It
look like my body's one giant callus.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so...
Oh, is this filtered water hitting me? Oh!
Dude, it makes...
How do you shower at all your girlfriend's houses?
He doesn't.
I don't shower with them.
He doesn't. Oh, yeah, he doesn't
Jeremy,
spend the night
here.
They're
in and out. They are in and out of my house, buddy.
Nobody's spending the night and taking a shower. What the heck?
It's like Jimmy John's buddy, Freaky Fast.
Get them
freaky
out of
fast,
there.
Freaky good.
Get them out of
Get
there.
Get out of here.
Hey, maybe you'll like this story, though, because a Denver bar has made the list of the 50 best bars in North America.
Yay. Which bar?
This is a big deal. So the Yacht Club. Be a fan?
I've never been there.
No. They were also nominated earlier this month for a James Beard Award in the Outstanding Professional in Cocktail Service category.
Oh, they're downtown.
Yeah, so they were 41st on this list of 50. But again, this is the entire continent of North America, so 41. It's a pretty big deal.
Their drinks look pretty good.
They do.
Cute little bar.
Yeah.
I like the vibe.
Yeah, so, and their owners and everything they just seem like really neat people, you know?
It's very tiny.
Yeah,
very
And they sell like hot dogs and bags of potato chips.
Yeah, yeah, it's
well, that's
kitschy.
What you want if you're getting drinks,
exactly.
Jeremy.
Exactly, you're not going up for
I want a
filet.
Charcuterie board.
Do you? Is that what you want? Will you?
And you just made fun of me for
this
having
guy.
A filtered shower.
I was going to say that's like the total opposite. I feel like you would want the charcuterie board, and I'd be eating the hot dog and chips.
No, I just want.
Did you rinse these meats off with filtered water?
It makes a difference. I hope people text in, dude. That shower filter
Nobody's
makes a difference.
Anything. Nobody's texting.
Well, right, it is a big deal.
So good.
It is a big deal. Congrats to the
Go
Yacht Club. That's huge. That's absolutely
really
huge. And
That's
the
great.
Second time, actually, that they've made it on this list, they also made it in 2023. And then Forever 21 closing all of their stores. I believe they closed yesterday, honestly. I think
they
I saw
that big one next door here, Park Meadows.
That one's closing.
Shut
yep.
it down.
That's one of the ones that they closed. Man. And so there's like five, I think, in Colorado that made the list, something like that. But yeah, it looks like they filed for bankruptcy not too long ago. And now this is just the latest pull to try and get some of their money back. But yeah, Forever 21, no longer. I guess they were 21 until
forever gone.
May 1st.
Forever
gone. And then just one more because we want to remind people tomorrow, the Furry Scurry is in Denver. And so it's the largest fundraiser for Humane Colorado. And yeah, Wash Park is where you can get in on it. Furryscurry.org is where you go.
All right.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Furry Scurry?
Can't say that I have.
No? All those dogs on leashes? I don't know how they keep them all under control, because I know.
It's mostly the reason why I haven't gone.
Yeah. You don't want to see all those dogs sniffing each other's butts, like running around Wash Park.
Who knows what you're stepping in.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah.
Please be mud. Please be mud.
Please be mud. Yeah. Smell your shoes, kids. Check your shoes before you get in the car.
Oh, geez.
Well, I know a lot of people go to that, though.
It is
a
big deal.
It's a huge event.
It's a huge deal.
Yep.
They care for like 44,000 animals each year, and this, again, is their biggest fundraiser. So if you can make it, go check it out. Wash Park tomorrow.
I hope when they get those doggies home and give them little baths and showers that they're using filtered water on them.
They should.
It'd be better for
their fur. Did you know the quality of the water here?
Much better for their fur.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Poor Josh.
I'm just telling you, try it, man. You would love it.
Listen,
you will love it.
After learning our water's worse than Detroit's, I am going to be getting
Don't
a filter.
Don't put it on your skin. You're hurting
I'm
yourself.
Getting a filter.
You think of knick-knack. Think of the children.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're resilient. They'll shake it off.
Dude, the water feels better when it goes through the filter.
Like how?
It's softer. It's softer
water.
You don't feel so...
scaly?
Metallic-y?
Yeah, metallic-y. I mean, truly, it takes the metals. It takes all the crap out of the water. Look up the Brondell. Brondell, it's a great brand.
All right. I'll look it
there
up.
There we go.
He's and not then doing any of that.
Ugh. Close the web browser and move on with my life.
He's not doing any of that.
I tried.
That's,
you know,
that's cute. It's adorable that you do that.
Don't come running to me.
Don't come running to me when your skin is burning.
Falling off.
When all your hair is falling out.